out in the woods, not far from a babbling brook, I have built for myself a architecturally primitive and yet conceptually very advanced steam extraction chamber designed for the extraction of a unique and I hope soon to be considered priceless elixir that I call Eau de Moi. The architecture is a dynamic cross between late modernist Finnish sauna style and the early American outhouse. The structure is composed entirely of red cedar, chosen to control the expected somewhat pungent aromas, and above the door a single sentence has been carved into the wood. Abandon all H2O, ye who enter here. The steam chamber is my attempt to synthesize a fundamental scientific truth with a somewhat more squishy philosophical proposition. The scientific part, namely that human bodies are largely composed of water, and the more speculative proposition that inspiration is largely composed of perspiration. If this synthesis can be achieved, my conclusion would be that individual inspiration can indeed be measured in cups and teaspoons through the simple application of steam heat in a chamber such as this one. We can all become farmers of our own genius. In my case, Eau de Moi. Once harvested, these vital juices can then be subsequently distributed in small vials to those in need of a fresh idea, a little jolt of genius juice, with a few drops, of course, reserved for our own use for application to the temples during those times when the imagination feels a little bit dry. The actual process of extraction is a simple one. We have the fire, we have the hot rocks, and we have various kettles of water spread about the chamber for the generation of abundant steam. And finally, we have over here a stainless steel tray that will catch the precious beads of liquid inspiration as they roll off the surface of our inspired corpuses. So let me just take one last swallow here of raw material and we'll get the fire started over here. Now let's take off my robe, kick off the slippers, and let the harvest begin. Steamed down to the bare essentials. Eau de Moi.